Abby Wambach played her last professional soccer game last night in New Orleans, a match against China where the U.S. women lost 1-0. It was not the ending of an era she wanted to speak about. It was the future of women's soccer in the U.S.
Forget me. Forget my number. Forget my name. Forget I ever existed. So, forget me. Because the day I'm forgotten is the day we will succeed.
That video is an ad for Gatorade, of course, but there in the slick production is the authentic passion of Wambach's and her deeply held hope that all the records she's set will be broken by the next generation. To assist her new role models, she's even erased all her social media accounts to drop out of sight for a while. Jeff DeVeronica is a sports writer for the Democrat and Chronicle, Abby Wambach's hometown paper in Rochester, New York. He's covered sports there since 1994 when Abby was a high school freshman. Jeff, it's been a long, strange trip, eh?
It's been a wild ride. It really has, to watch her progress from every level and become a winner and then essentially an icon. It's been pretty amazing.
What do you make of her idea that, forget me, forget my number, focus on the future? I mean, no one's going to really do that. In fact, her saying that makes you remember her more.
To me, it's a good way to wrap up her career. She's been the genuine article, pretty original and unique. And this is not a new message for her. Some people might think that, yeah, it's a marketing ploy. But she said openly for many years now, I want Alex Morgan to break my records. I want people to not be talking about Abby Wambach in 10 years. Because if that's the case, that means the game has gone forward and it's popular without her. And that's kind of what she's always hoped, is that when she could walk away, this game would be in good shape. And losing the match to China is not what she wanted. But it actually speaks volumes to where the rest of the world has gone in women's soccer. They're not winning games 10-12-0 anymore. That's the way it used to be, and the U.S. can lose on any night.
Well, it'll be a much more competitive period that Wambach walks away from. But how hard will it be for any challenger to break her records?
I don't think Alex Morgan's going to do it. A lot of people think Morgan will do it. I don't think her career is going to have the longevity of Wambach. She's already had some knee injuries, so I think Christine Sinclair, who plays for Canada, who I think has 158 goals, she's tied with Mia Hamm. I think she could break that record of Wambach's 184. She's dynamic. Canada's improved. She's a classy player, too, has a connection to Wambach. They both were stuck on 99 goals back in 2009, and I covered a match up in Toronto, and neither scored that night. And then 5 days later, Wambach and the U.S. played Canada again in Rochester. And lo and behold, Miss Rise to the Occasion does it again. She scores a goal with 12 minutes left, her 100th goal, a milestone. But I think Sinclair can do it. I really do. And she's a worthy honor for that.
How important has projecting the struggle to achieve gender equity in sports? How long has that been a passion of Wambach since you've been covering her?
For a decade. She's been obviously more vocal since she had the platform. Everything changed in 2011 when the popularity of this team spiked after she spiked home that goal with her head in the World Cup, in the quarterfinals against Brazil. That gave her the platform, and I think she always wanted it. And now I think she's going to attack this gender equity gap in pay and salaries and what women are paid all across the board, not just sports. And it's going to be a lot tougher than scoring a goal, but I think she's proven that she's going to keep going forward and trying to get it done no matter what happens.
But not come home to Rochester and live on a nice, quiet street corner.
No, she built a house in Portland, Oregon, and she loves it there. She loves the environment, the atmosphere. She's going to drive an electric car, get married a few years ago, and that's where she's wanted to settle for a while. But she does pop in here occasionally, and in 2011, it changed where she couldn't go anywhere, walk down any street without being recognized. I think she wants some time away from the spotlight now. And that's another reason, this whole deactivation from social media. I think that was another reason that she did that.
Jeff DeVeronica is a sports writer for the Democrat and Chronicle, Abby Wambach's hometown paper in Rochester, New York. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.